We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadiches, Sif Lamed Gimel. Davar She'ein Melacha Gemura, something which is not a full-fledged melacha, Vasal Asos B'Shabbos, Mishum Refuah L'Chaylam, yet may not be done on Shabbos, because it's considered doing a refuah for a sick person, She'ein B'Sakana, that's not in danger. Gam B'Yom Rishon Sh'Yontif, the first day of Yontif, V'Kein B'Shnei Yom Tam Shrosh Hashanah, but a sec 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Asla Saisa should not be done. Kimai Day of the Covenant, just through Anachri. The entire subject of taking medicine on Yontif, most Paiskim are of the opinion that Yontif should be treated as Shabbos. There are those who are more lenient, and there are those the more lenient on Yontif Sheni on the second day of Yontif. Aval beyond the Sheni, Chutzmer Rosh Hashanah Betul Asayisai. On the second day Yontif, there's more leniency. Kamei Day Yisrael, even through a Jew. Aval Mloch Gemura, full fledged Melacha. Asal Asayis L'Chayla Shein Be'Sakanam may not be done for Chayla Shein Be'Sakanam. Afil beyond the Sheni, even on the second day of Yontif, Kimei Day have to come only through a Nachri. Sif Lamedalit. So, one may carry on Yontif even something which is not needed for food preparation. As long as it has a constructive purpose. The Paiskim, however, do say that when it comes to carrying, as we've spoken in many other situations, it should be a davar shavu l'chol nefesh. It should be something that everybody would need on Yontif. So, for example, we spoke in our previous year, carrying cigarettes, which is certainly not something that everybody needs. It's much more difficult to be lenient. When one is carrying a container, and in the container there are things that are needed for Yontif, even if there are things that are not needed for Yontif, we could be lenient. But there are qualifications to that halacha. For example, if somebody's carrying a box and tissues on Yontif because he needs the tissues, so he doesn't have to be careful that he should take only as many tissues that he needs. But if you're carrying two separate things, and one has a Yontif need and one doesn't, then it's much more complicated to allow carrying the whole box. If there's no Yontif purpose in what you are carrying, asa lahitzi. And therefore, one should check any bag or container that somebody is carrying, that there should not be in that container things that have no Yontif purpose. But then there's an interesting and common question that's asked. Can somebody carry home from shul a siddur, a machzer, talis, dalaminim, that he doesn't need at home? Because we're only allowed to carry what we need. But let's say you already did the mitzvah dalaminim, and you're not going to need your dalaminim till tomorrow. Why should you be allowed to carry home those dalaminim after davening on Shabbos? So if there's still people at home that are going to be using your dalaminim to make a bracha on, so then you're allowed to carry them home. But if not, it becomes a real question. But there's some paiskim that are lenient. They say because you don't want to leave your dalaminim and shul because they may get ruined, stolen, etc. And that's enough of a reason that they say you could carry it home. V'gam l'tzarech ochel nefesh kigoyin kadayayin. Even if it's carrying something for an ochel nefesh purpose, like barrels of wine, he shouldn't carry a very large load like he does during the week. El Yishana, do it not in the same way as you carry all week long. But if that's impossible, to go and cherish lehabi archim, and therefore you indeed need this large pitcher of wine, for example, you could carry it. Sif lamen hey kama lachs mataras lasis biyontiv. Anything that may be done on Yontif, that's for the purpose of a person. Not for animals. The The pasuk that allows malach on yontif says yasa lachem. The shina lachem v'lei behemah. You're allowed to do it for people, not for animals. L'kein, os levashol, one may not cook, or loitzi ezadov l'tzarech behemah, to cook or carry on behalf of an animal, to may be Shabbos, as one would, like one may not do so on Shabbos. Sif lamadvob, os levashol lefas l'tzarech evde k'chavim. One may not cook or bake for nachri's purpose. But if you have full-time non-Jewish help, you could add to a pot that you're already cooking in, that you should have food in the pot also for that worker. If you're going to have a distinguished non-Jewish guest, you're not allowed to add to even to an existing pot. The same halacha technically applies to somebody who's a mechal Shabbos b'faresia, somebody who publicly violates Shabbos. There again, there are paiskim that say that the mechal Shabbos in our times are all tinnik shenishba, and therefore there's room for leniency. And here too, the paiskim say that even if one is going to be lenient for a mechal Shabbos b'faresia, that's only if they're including food that's already being cooked. But to cook food from scratch would be awesome. Even if a Jew cooked just for himself and his family, you're not allowed to invite a nachri to come join you for the meal. But if it's not a nachri that's really important as a guest, you're allowed to give him something from your leftovers. A leftovers pass to bake bread, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even though he was lenient regarding cooking for the worker, but baking a filo b'shvil of the chavim mishar so is asur. Siflam zayin os loitzu shum dabe shvil of the chavim may not carry anything on behalf of a nachri. Unless it's an area that has an Erev. Simit Tzadik Tes, Dine Muksa B'yontif. Kamuksa also B'tilta B'Shabbos, Tif Aleph. Kamuksa also B'tilta B'Shabbos, also B'yontif. Anything that may not be moved on Shabbos, because it's Muksa, may not be moved on Yontif. V'yesham D'gam Muksa Midas. If somebody designated something as Muksa, Muksa Macham Smias, Apish Asurim, Matarim b'Shabbos, even under certain circumstances, they may be moved on Shabbos, assumed b'yontif. L'kein perishuk so'isom l'schayra, if you have fruit that is meant to be sold, assumed b'yontif, may not be moved on yontif, el tzach she'ezmina b'erev yontif. What you have to do is designate before yontif, t'anishiyam b'peris elu oich l'machad, that even though these fruits are meant to be sold, I want to eat from them, and then you would be allowed to move them and use them on yontif. But if they're not fruit that is sold in a large way, yesh lahakel. So beis beish nolde b'yontif, an egg that was hatched on yontif, a surah fil b'tiltel may not be moved. Avamuta lichvis oleha kli, you could put on top of it a vessel, Shloite Shabbar, to prevent it from breaking. But whatever you put on top of it, you should be large enough that it shouldn't be actually touching the egg. Vimnolda b'yom rishon, but if the egg was hatched on the first day yontif, mataras b'yom sheni, it could be moved on the second day yontif. Vim yontif sheni hu Shabbos, but if the second day yontif is Shabbos, then a sur gam b'Shabbos, then it may not be moved even on Shabbos. The Kedem Yontav Rishon was Shabbos. If the first day of Yontav was in Shabbos for Noldaba, and that was the day that this egg was born, Asur Gam L'machosh Yontav Sheni, it may not be moved on the next day, on the second day of Yontav. The Kedem Shabbos HaSmucha L'Yontav Ben L'Fona Bel Achrov. If Shabbos is the day before Yontav or the day after Yontav, Noldaba Zeh Asur B'Zeh. Rosh Hashanah, but when we speak about Rosh Hashanah, Gam and Nolda b'yom rishon, even if it was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Asura Gam b'sheni, it may not be moved on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Kishnei Yom Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered like one long day. When it's a churma to say, it's considered like one long day. Like in this example, that's what the halacha says. Regarding other subjects, what you're not allowed to do on the first day yontif or the second day yontif, and then we say, then there's no difference between other Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah. And the halacha will be the Gam Rosh Hashanah Asur. You won't be allowed to do anything on the first day of Rosh Hashanah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Kula, Layamru Kiyam Rachdadamin. To achieve a Kula, we don't say that they're considered like one long day. V'chal Rosh Hashanah B'yom Chamishi B'yom Mishishi. If Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday and Friday, then the halacha is a filo nolda b'yom chamishi. Even if the egg was born on Thursday, a surah b'gam Shabbos, it would be considered muksa on Shabbos. Shachat hanagoylus. If somebody shechted a chicken or matzah b'bein, and he finds eggs in the chicken, a filo in gemuros, but teres a filo b'yom, where they may be moved on yontif. When yontif falls on Thursday or Friday, what was not Rosh Hashanah, what's born on Thursday is permitted on Shabbos. Not what was born on Friday. What was born on Friday is not permitted on Shabbos. What's born on Thursday will be permitted on Shabbos.